Okay, so I said I would go ahead and make this, I don't know, depressing, shitty backstory Valentine's Day audio, because I feel like so many people hate Valentine's Day. Yes, it is raining. I'm currently sitting in my truck because I just got out of court, which is how my Valentine's Day is going. I had gotten a speeding ticket and hired an attorney and got what I'm pretty sure is like the best deal because it was a high speed case. So anyways, that's going okay, I guess. Not as bad as it could have been. Goodness, I am freezing cold right now. It's pouring down rain, which you can hear. It's not raining near as hard as it was when I was like having to drive to the court and like walk inside. Like my clothes are still wet from getting inside the court, which was like 2.5 hours ago. So yeah, so that happy Valentine's Day to everyone. It's raining and freezing cold, which I do not like. Like the rain I don't mind, but like if I like I had to leave my house, so I'm wet and cold and even colder for being wet, and it's annoying. But I didn't want to forget to do this audio, and I feel like this is my best chance to go ahead and do it. I don't know, you guys, just yeah. So Texan Blonde's shitty backstory, I guess. I mean, we all have our own baggage, or you know, like shit happens to everyone. I may seem so happy all the time, but I don't know. I decided to quit being so unhappy. Okay, sorry. And this isn't going to be edited at all because it's a ramble, and I'm honestly probably going to post this from my phone, which is how I'm recording it. But anyway, so when I was really young, my biological father, which is the only way I refer to him, is biological, was, now I don't remember it, but I've seen how it affects my mother. So, and he was really abusive, in all sorts of ways, physical, mental, emotional, like verbally, you know, like everything. And you know, mistreated my mother, obviously, in lots of ways, and threatened to do lots of things to me, even though I was just a baby. And although I don't remember it, I've seen how it affects my mom, which is difficult at times. And like it, you know, had gotten so bad, he had threatened to kill me and her, and you know, whatever. It's pretty bad. She's pretty sure that he had bipolar disorder, just because he would have maniac or manic, whatever you call it, I forget what it is. Depression, and you know, he had lots of shit going on, and he cheated on her constantly and treated her like shit and didn't care that she was the mother to his child. So basically one day he told her, "I want a divorce, I'm done." And now his family, so like my biological grandfather, which is once again how I refer to him, are messed up people. Not so much anymore, I guess, but they were. They did stuff. They did bad things. And so she honestly was terrified and had to get out of the house as soon as possible, get me out of the house that she had been sharing with my biological father. And yeah, so she never really got to find out why exactly he wanted a divorce. He never explained it, but due to like domestic violence and other issues, he basically had supervised visitation with me. We were also living in two, so like he was living in one city and we were living in another city, so like they also had to travel to like, you know, one of those supervised visitation places in order for him just to see me. And yeah, and so it's January, and now this is all before I turned one. So when I say I don't remember these things, I don't. But like I said, it has definitely affected me, and the rain is picking up, so I apologize. And my mom, and in turn affected myself, but I'll kind of get more into that. A true epitome of a ramble. But anyway, so he had given her my Valentine's gift in January, which was weird because he was supposed to see me like the weekend after Valentine's Day. Lo and behold, she gets a phone call Valentine's Day morning. He had committed suicide. And she swears he was planning to do it on Valentine's Day. Whether he was just that messed up that he was doing that in spite of her, or why he set that as the date, we will obviously never know. But yeah, so there's the start of Valentine's Day kind of sucking in my life. I don't know, just yeah, that happened, and it kind of led into his family blamed my mother for it, and tried to get custody of me because I was so young. Which didn't work. I mean, she fought tooth and nail. She did everything she could. I still had to have visitation with that family, for quite some time. Forced visitation is very hard as a child. I definitely would say that I grew up really quickly. Because then as I got older, and I mean, I would get so homesick, that I wouldn't eat. I would literally would not eat when I was with that family, for days. And I refused to eat. I would lose weight. I would cry myself to sleep every night, and it was very bad, and it was very hard on me as a kid. It was very hard on me. And that family also saw possession and money as a form, well, I don't want to say like possession, but like money as a form of love. So the words "I love you" never really got said to me by that family, but it came in the form of, here's an iPod, here's a Nintendo, here's, you know, it came through that. And they really only cared about their possessions, which, i.e., was me at the time. You know, they had me through visitation. So that was hard. It was hard. My mom did meet a man who I call my father now. I do not call him my stepfather. He's the only father I've ever remembered. Sorry, my knee's hitting my keys. I absolutely love him. He's my dad. He's my dad. And it's so funny because they got married when I was 4. And like, you know, if it's the nature versus nurture thing, I definitely have picked up his habits. Like, it's, people don't, unless you look closely at things, people don't realize that we're not technically related, which is stupid. Like, we've gone to court. I have been adopted by him. I've had my name changed. So essentially, to anyone else who does not know my backstory, he is my father. He's the only father I've ever had, obviously. Yeah, I have two wonderful siblings who I don't call my half siblings, who, you know, it's never been there. However, they were so young when most of this was happening that they don't remember it, or they never questioned it. Which isn't as big of a deal because now I am obviously over 18 years of age. I do not have to see my biological family anymore. I try to be nice and still call every once in a while because they are getting older. But it's definitely hard, because of things that they had done to me. Because as I got older, they started to emotionally and verbally abuse me. Which was really hard on a person who already kind of lacked self-esteem. And had I was depressed as a young teenager, I guess. I was already struggling, and then to say some of the things that they said to me was very, very difficult. I've definitely become stronger from it. But yeah, so that's like most of my life story, I guess. And then flash forward to college, dating. I was at work and this person was working there, and it was really weird because like I really didn't like them at first, and it was just one of those like things where like I like most people, like pretty much everyone, okay? Just it takes a lot for me to like for me to not like someone, but there are those few people, those rare people that don't even have to say something to me. I don't know what it is. And it still freaks me out to this day why I don't like why I get that feeling about some people. I just have to like look them in the eye or see them and something about them throws me off. Like I'm talking, I feel like they don't even say anything to me and I'm feeling instantly defensive and like ready to, I don't want to say ready to kill, that sounds so bad, but like I am on edge around them. I'm so tense around them because I feel like something's gonna happen and like something not necessarily good. So this guy I was working with, and he actually went to the same college I did, and basically we ended up becoming friends for a short period of time. How we recovered from like hating each other's guts, I don't know. And it was weird because he didn't really like me either and he couldn't pinpoint why. But he had this dog that I'm really good with aggressive animals for whatever fucking reason. And his dog didn't really like anyone, but his dog liked me. And so that became one of those things where it's like, ah, well, you know, if my dog trusts you, then I guess I kind of have to trust you. And we started talking over Tumblr for whatever reason. I don't know why we chose that. And he discovered some of my interests, which I don't have a Tumblr anymore. But now I have this, so I mean, this is kind of like more in depth. But, anyways, and he found out some of my interests, and then we were talking about things, and like, it became the whole like, oh, well, you wouldn't date a guy like me. And I'm like, well, I fell for the fucking for that. And I was like, well, what do you mean? Because I don't like it when people think I'm super judgmental or, you know, like when you say that to someone, like that just, that brings out the good in me to be like, wait, no, what? Like, no, I'd be friends with you. No, like, I'm not that type of person. And so that was kind of, I should have seen that as like flag number one of being manipulative and using me. Yeah, so we tried to get in a relationship. It was really fucked up because he, nothing against, oh, this sounds so, because like I had serious anxiety issues. For a brief period of time before the relationship, I was depressed. I never really went to the doctor for it. It like due to the way that due to the way the fact how suicide has affected my life, I would never be able to do it. So therefore, like self-harm also doesn't fucking work for me because I don't feel pain that much. And so one, I'm not gonna cut my wrist because I'm not gonna be stupid and accidentally kill myself. I also don't like to leave scars because I know my family would flip shit. So I used to cut my hands open, which would actually heal quite faster than some people would think. And I didn't fucking feel it. It felt like a fucking paper cut. It did nothing for me. And so that just kind of pissed me off more. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, whatever. Anyway, so I'm dating this guy. And I don't. It just. It. Like, I like a controlling person or a slightly possessive person. But there's a difference between, I guess, being controlling and possessive and straight up not trusting me. Like, you can see me talking to a guy and be like, oh, who's that guy? I haven't seen you around him before, or I haven't seen him around, or I don't know who he is, or, you know, that's totally fine. But when I am dating you, I am fully devoting myself to you. That's just who I am. So for you to not trust me was kind of irritating, but I mean, he had insecurity issues, and so I was like, okay, like it's, yeah, like it's fine, you, and I kind of shut myself off from the rest of the world, which was another sign of a toxic relationship. And it went downhill from there. He would yo-yo me back and forth with, I don't think we can do this, and me trying to, I fell for the whole like trying to help fix him because he had issues, which brought me down and made me more of a depressed person. And then when you have two fucked up people depending on each other, and one is just increasingly fucking up the other one, it just fucking went downhill. Like, it just did. It was ridiculous. And finally, that person broke up with me for, like, technically the third time, which I had fucking let go of that shit, but yeah, finally broke up with me for the third time. And we had tried to stay friends, because it's hard when you date someone. I mean, we only dated for like 6, 9 months, six, whatever. When you date for someone for that long and you know so much about them and like their issues and their insecurities, and it's hard to not be friends with them, you know? And it's also, I've kind of seen it as one of those whole like keep your enemies closer sort of thing, because now you know so much about me, for my own security. And he ended up doing like really petty shit, and he had left where we had worked together. And then we had still tried to be friends, and then one day this really stupid fucking thing happened, which I'm not really gonna talk about, because it was literally like the stupidest fucking shit. And he straight up stopped talking to me. We had classes together, because like I said, we were going to college together, and we would be sitting next to each other, and like it was really obvious that we were dating at the time. And so when we broke up, it was super obvious, because then we went from like physical contact to absolutely no physical contact, and he like would be as far away from me as possible. And he literally moved seats, which in college, you know how you have like, it's unsaid about like the seating chart, but you sit in the same place. Literally moved, started talking to people who he had never talked to before, who he had only bitched about to me. And so now I'm like, okay, who's being fucking fake now? Like, it so fucked up, you guys. Just so ridiculous. I had a really hard time with it, because it angered me more than anything. And so I was like, what the fuck? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, it just, and then it made like the whole relationship seem kind of like a lie, because I'm like, of other details I'm not really gonna go into. I was just fucking done. I was done, and I was upset and angry. And then he ended up trying to lie to some of the people that I had been friends with through our old job, because I had ended up quitting that job as well. And he tried going to them and spreading rumors and spreading lies. And for what reason? Who has the time and the energy to be that petty? Like that. And then that just goes to, luckily my friends believe me, because they know what happened, and they're like, that just goes to show how ridiculous he's being if he's trying to come and start this shit. And just so fucked up. And also due to his religion, which, I mean, everybody has different backgrounds. And oh goodness, I do not. Oh, okay, apparently that's our town clock. I didn't know we had. But like, and I mean, I don't know. I'm so used to people being so judgmental that I feel the need to defend myself for everything. But anyways, due to his religion, he also didn't celebrate Valentine's Day, which, like, I don't know. I had never had someone else to really celebrate Valentine's Day with. Like, I'd been with fuckboys before. So like we were never like officially like dating, like for everyone to see and like for him to get me things in high school and stuff. So like I was like, this is my first relationship, and yeah, didn't celebrate Valentine's Day, didn't give a fuck about other shit. I celebrate Christmas. Christmas is a big thing in my family. He did not celebrate Christmas and was such a dick about it. And I'm just like, you know what? I fucking accept all the shit you do for your church, for your religion, for your beliefs. I love you for everything. Like, the least you can fucking do is not shit on me for the stuff I celebrate. It just, and it was annoying. It was very annoying. And like, he kept finding, well, I don't know how we're supposed to be together if we're so different. And I'm like, but do you realize, like, different people, I don't know, love is love. And I honestly, I should have just fucking seen it. I shouldn't have been stupid and felt the need to fight for that relationship when he was so willing to give it up and ultimately did completely, even our friendship. So when people are like, oh, I'm friends with my ex, I'm like, okay, that's great. That's great for you. I think that's wonderful and amazing. But I, unfortunately, like my experiences with ex-boyfriends or friends has just been so like messed up. I can't do it. So yeah, I don't know, but within the past 2 months, so we've been broken up now 6, 9 months. Once again, I don't remember if it's 6. I don't. And it all kind of blurs and runs together. And I'd been in kind of like a shitty, like, because like I said, he was still trying to start shit at the old job that I still keep in contact with those people. And it turned me into like a very hateful person, I guess. And like a very spiteful person, I guess makes more sense. Which was not healthy for me at all. But I have changed jobs. I don't know. I don't know exactly when it happened. Maybe when I joined Reddit. I don't know. Like, a light bulb went off and I decided I was fucking done. I was done with being depressed. I was done, for the most part, with my anxiety. besides, like, usual things. I was done being used and taken advantage of by so many people. I just said, fuck it. And so I don't have a lot of friends. Luckily, now I can say I've made so many more better friendships, like, off of true honesty, off of Reddit, than in real life, because people are so fucked up and judgmental. But yeah, and so I just, I don't know, I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry that I'm as happy as I am all the time. I get it's weird. I get it's hard on some people. And I'm sorry for that. And I wish you the best. And I want to help y'all as much as I can. Because I truly care for everyone. I don't hate anyone. I very much dislike people. Like, i.e. my biological family who did fucked up shit to me. i.e. my ex who could burn in hell for all I care. But I don't hate them. I mean, he also had fucked up shit going on. Was that any excuse for him to treat me the way he did? No, absolutely not. But do I think he knew any better? Honestly, no. I don't think he did. And the fact that he can still be as petty, like, after we've broken up, just goes to show how fucked up he is. And so, if anything, it's well, and I'm not even gonna waste my pity on him, actually. Fuck that. So I'm done. I am now me. I am Texan blonde on Reddit. I'm having fun. I'm living my life the way I want to live it. I'm accomplishing my goals. I am setting new goals. I am getting out there. I am getting out of my comfort zone. I'm done with the old. Done with it. So yeah, so while I understand why some of y'all don't like Valentine's Day, it's just another day on the calendar. You can ignore everything else. It's just another day on the calendar. I saw this really funny thing, actually, and it said, why does it matter if you're alone on Valentine's Day when you're alone every other day? Anyways, I thought that was very funny. But yeah, so I'm going, so since court is done, unfortunately my ticket did not get outright dismissed. I still have to pay court fees and get stuff taken care of. But I am going to take this day to take myself out to the movies, because there are movies and theaters that I want to see, that I've been wanting to see for a long time. I don't have anyone to see them with, at least not anyone here in Texas. Or close to me, I guess, in Texas. So, yeah. I'm treating myself. Because why the fuck not? It just so happens to be Valentine's Day. I would have done it on any other day as well. So, I hope y'all learned some shit about me. So, I guess when y'all want to wonder why am I so happy all the time, it's because I spent such a long time being unhappy. You know, years. And so fuck it. Fuck it. I spent enough years and being unhappy that now I am just trying to be the happiest person I can be. And I absolutely love it. I mean, those of y'all that get to see, I guess, who I am or what I look like, it may be silly, the pictures I send y'all, but it's genuine happiness. So, yeah. There's that. Thank y'all very much for listening. I need to go catch my movie. Hope y'all have a wonderful day.